This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The Taliban say they have taken control of Panjshir province north of Kabul. The province was the last holdout in Afghanistan of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not yet seized. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran eight districts of Panjshir overnight. That's according to witnesses from the area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by the former vice president and the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter, Ahmad Shah Massoud. Massoud had been killed by a suicide bomber just days before the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States. Members of the Guinea military staged an apparent coup Sunday. They declared on national television that they had arrested President Alpha Condé, dissolved the country's constitution, and sealed land and air borders. The junta later announced a nationwide curfew, according to AFP reporting. A video emerged hours into the apparent takeover that showed Condé in a room surrounded by special forces soldiers, sitting on a couch, wearing a wrinkled shirt and jeans. The junta later issued a statement saying the 83-year-old Condé was not harmed and was in contact with his doctors. In October, the president won a third term in office after amending the constitution to allow him to run again. The controversial election sparked violent protests throughout the country. Israeli police say they have launched a massive manhunt in northern Israel and the occupied West Bank after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Multiple Israeli agencies were putting up roadblocks, conducting patrols, and moving hundreds of other prisoners. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA.